Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. I'm thankful that you tuned in again today for another edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And I want to make mention just a little bit about some events that's going to be taking place at our church coming up in the near future. We have got our Passion Play going to be taking place at the church coming up on April the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. Once again, that's the 7th, 8th, and the 9th of April. And we'd love for you to be a part of that event. Once again, the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. Going to start song service around 6 o'clock, and there'll be special singing every night, 6 o'clock, and then we'll begin the actual play itself at 7. And so if you've never been to see the Passion Play, you need to come and see that. Amen. It'll be a blessing to you and your family and your church. Go to the website, www.hooperscreekbaptist.com, and it'll tell you all the information that you need to get there. All right? We've got the Lutton family up. They're going to be singing now. He loves me like I was his only child. Thank you, ladies. Boy, that sure was a blessing. This time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part two of The Word of God is Precious.
1 Samuel, chapter number 3, verse number 1. Chapter number 3, verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And notice this section right here. We might want to underline this in your Bible. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Just by looking at the text, notice a few things today concerning how God's word is precious. Think of it. It's precious because, number one, it came from God. Now you think about what I'm saying today. This didn't come from a professor. This book didn't, it wasn't originated by no professor. You say, what do you mean by that? Look, Did I just say it this way? If you've got a science book or a math book, the best you can do is the one who wrote the book. But we got it better than that, because we not just got the one who wrote the book, but we got the one who created the math behind the book. I'm talking about Ab Man. You get a hold of that brain, you'll take off running. I'm talking about this morning. The Word of God's precious because it came from God. It's precious because of its orator. What are you talking about? Because of its orator. An orator is a special speaker or an eloquent speaker, if you will. I could say also an originator. The one who come up with a thought. The Word of God has a divine orator. It's precious in its creation. What I'm talking about is the one who wrote the book was also the one that hung the world on nothing. The one who wrote the book was also the one who expanded the heavens. I'm talking about that outer space. He's the one who put the sun, the moon, and the stars in its orbit. He's the one that created the angels and human beings and life and the animals. Hey, I'm thankful this morning we don't just have somebody who wrote the book and penned the book, but we got the orator behind the book. And get a hold of this now. When I say it's divine because of its orator, the one who hung the world upon nothing, the one who spoke it into existence, the great orator said, "Let there be light," and there was light. I'm telling you this morning, think about this. The one who is eternal spoke the world which is temporal into existence, but he's still eternal, thank God. I know that's deep, but thank God, what a blessing. Yet the divine orator was not just precious in his creation, but he's also precious in his inspiration. Had the Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The divine orator this morning, the eloquent speaker, the originator, when he spoke it into existence, he knew its beginning, but he also knew its ending. He knows your first day, but he also knows your last day on planet earth. Amen. You'd be better off, amen, if you didn't get anything at all. You'd be better if you didn't go to school and you didn't learn anything. You say, "Preacher, we'd be better for not going to school these days." I'm not going to comment on that. I tell you right now, I'd rather my kids pick up trash on the side of the road and get a hold of the Word of God and be saved with the grace of God, knowing that they're going to heaven, than them to be the best mathematician. I want them to do what? Look here, I'm not trying to say not to be ignorant. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, but if you don't know the orator, you don't know the creator, you don't have a reason to study. There's no purpose in your study. But if you know this, thank God, if you know that God, amen, put this whole thing together, and you know that when you read the Word of God, he's talking to you to help you. He's talking to you to guide you, to lead you. Hey, you understand what the book's all about. The divine orator is precious because of his inspiration. We sang it this morning. Sin kept me from it, but it keeps me from sin. I'm going to tell you this morning that the divine orator is precious in his creation. He's precious in his inspiration. In other words, may I say to you, you've got 66 books of God breathed. You say, "What are you saying, preacher?" You know, I'm tired. I'm getting tired of people arguing over this blessed book. I hear it everywhere I go. You know, it's funny. You know, I know we're King James only. These people out there, look here, men fight over that version of Scripture. Ain't nobody ever fighting over the NIV. Ain't nobody trying to get rid of the NIV. Ain't nobody ever trying to get out of the NLT or the whatever, amen. XLT, that's a Ford, ain't it? SLT's a Chevrolet. What I'm trying to say, they never trying to get rid of, though they want to get rid of this one. I believe it this way. I believe it, God. God inspired the penmen. Holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody said, I don't understand it. It wasn't intended for you to understand. It was intended for God to reveal it to you. How many reads the Word of God and don't understand it a lot of times? Raise your hand. Amen. Put your hand down. Now, how many times that same verse that you've been trying to figure out, amen, God will send a man of God, God will send somebody, and all of a sudden that passage of Scripture will be unlocked to you, and you'll begin to understand the way it was presented, the way it was written, how it was developed. Hey, y'all understand what I'm saying? But they're all the time wanting to argue over this book. Can I tell you, it was inspired by God. Then I find that the special speaker, the divine orator, is precious in salvation. While I'm glad that the divine orator spoke the world into existence, and I'm glad that the divine orator gave us the Word of God through the Scriptures, but friends, I'm also glad that he came not just to present the book, but also he came divinely, personally to me. Amen. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm glad of the day, amen, that Word of God became real, not just to the masses, but I'm glad that it became real to the individual. I'm glad that, amen, just like down there, amen, Philip left that great revival, and he went down there to that eunuch, amen, and he began to speak to him about the Scriptures. He said, do you understand what you read? He said, I don't. He said, how can I unless some man guide me? I'm thankful, amen, that I had a guide, the Holy Ghost, that brought me to Christ through divine inspiration of the Word of God. Amen. It's precious to me because it personally has changed my life. Anybody got any of that today? Thank God I'm glad he changed me individually. Well, I'm going to go on and say this. It's precious. Not just because it's written by God, but number two, it's precious because of the content. We're told that the Word of God is precious, but it's also said that the Word of God is powerful. Its content, if allowed, will change your life. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying. Its content, when applied and received, will change your life. And a lot of you guys popping pills to be strong. A lot of you guys doing things, man, to be different, make your outward appearance look right. What you need to hold of, what you need to take every day is a gospel. You may have the outside right, but what's the inside look like? Your strength don't come from the outside. Your strength comes from the inside. The inner man, that's where your strength lies. It's not on the outside. Look here. You think Samson, man, looked like he was all cut out, man, chopped up, amen, looked like Superman. The key to Samson's strength was this. And the Spirit of God moved upon him. When the Spirit of God moved upon him, he was able to have supernatural strength. Amen, preacher. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm talking about a subject this morning. We're in untapped territory. We look back at the old timers and we see the success of the old timers. But can I tell you, I see some potential sitting in our day to have what Mays Jackson had. I see some potential in our day to be like, J. Harold Smith. And I see some potential in our day to be like Harold Sattler. Amen. I see some potential in our day to have those things because it's inward strength. You can't have it this morning. Precious because of its content. Let me give you a scripture. You might want to turn here. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.